Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel filed its opening brief at the United States Supreme Court to stop the censorship in Boston and around the country. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this is a very important case. It starts off in 2017 with Camp Constitution, which wanted to have an event in a public forum in Boston, and they wanted to ultimately acknowledge Constitution Day and Citizenship Day. They wanted to talk about some of the contributions and the Judeo-Christian heritage of some of the founders to Boston and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, clearly within the parameter of the public forum. They made an application, and that application was the first one in 12 years that had been denied. All previous 284 applications from private organizations and groups had been granted. And the reason why it was denied, Holly, as you know, it's the word Christian on the application form, which referred to the flag that they wanted to raise in the public forum on the day of the event.
And, you know, that's a really important point because this is more than just about a flag, okay? This is censoring a religious viewpoint to say that you can have all of these flags. You can fly the LGBT flag, the Cuba flag, the China flag, whatever. You can fly all those, but all of a sudden, when an application says the word Christian, you censor that. So this is ultimately about a religious viewpoint censorship case, which will set national precedent in America.
No question about it. In fact, Boston, of all places, the cradle of freedom, mm-hmm. where they had the Boston Tea Party. You remember that?
Yeah.
John Adams is the one who wrote the Massachusetts Constitution, which still exists today.
Can you imagine what he would think about this?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
he would
here
be horrified.
It is in Boston. And Boston has this public forum, and for 12 years, in terms of their practice and their written policies, they actually state that this area is a, quote, public forum. That is a very specific legal term, a public forum. Governments don't have to open up these forums other than streets, sidewalks, and parks. Those are called traditional public forums, and you can never close those forums. They're always available for expressive activity. You have to obviously coordinate time so that you don't have duplicating parades at the same time in the same place. But they're always available for expressive activity. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, streets, parks, and sidewalks, you have government property. And government property does not have to be open for any private expressive gathering or speech. But once the government does so by practice, and in this case also by express written policies, then it governs the same way as a traditional public forum. The First Amendment applies, and you can't censor religious viewpoints. And so what Boston did for 12 years, they intentionally, by practice and policy, created a public forum for speech. They specifically said that it is open to all applicants, all applicants. They wanted to encourage as many people to use these public forums, including their flagpole.
And they did that for 12 years with no denials.
And they had 284 applications of private groups to fly their flag on the City Hall flagpole. They had three flagpoles out there, and one of them had the City of Boston's flag on it. But the flag would be removed for these temporary displays of private flags with regards to their various events. So Camp Constitution wanted to talk about the Constitution, free enterprise, and our rule of law, wanted to honor and talk about the Judeo-Christian heritage and history of the founders that ultimately were in Boston, in Massachusetts, and they were denied.
You know, what's astounding to me, though, Matt, is that, okay, we took this to the lower court, the district court, and they agreed with the city as far as censoring this Christian flag. Then we took it to the First Circuit of Court of Appeals. They also agreed with censoring the Christian flag. And that's what is appalling to me. So, I mean, I'm glad that we're finally coming to the Supreme Court and they can make, you know, a decision about this, but it's just so appalling that these lower courts would agree to censor the Christian
flag. Well,
we
just filed our brief at the Supreme Court. The city of Boston will have 30 days to file their response. Then we'll file our reply, which will be in the very late part of December. And in January will be the oral argument. We'll give you the exact date, but it's going to be about the third week of January in which I'll argue the case. Mm-hmm. Then the decision will come down no later than the end of June 2022.
But the city's official even testified that had it not been for the word Christian on the application, he never saw the flag, he never heard of it, but because of that one word Christian, he wouldn't have censored it.
Right. And so when you say that the lower court ruled against us in the Court of Appeals, that's true. But then we went back to the lower court, ruled against us again, and the Court of Appeals ruled against us a second time. Mm. And every time I prepare for this case, whether it's for writing or for arguing in person, when you read the facts of it, it's like, why are we here?
Right.
Because the city left no doubt. Their policy says that the flagpoles are public forum. They are open to all applicants to be able to acknowledge the diversity in Boston and Massachusetts and also the various communities. Well, the Christian community is what they wanted to acknowledge, the Judeo-Christian heritage in Boston and Massachusetts of the community and the founders.
The very foundation of this country in Boston, of all places.
Of all times during Constitution Week.
Right.
Which is every September 17. It's a federal observance of Constitution Day. And so Camp Constitution, which teaches about the Constitution, wanted to also have this event. And it was only going to be about an hour, and then the flag would be raised during their event, and they would take it down, and that would have been it. But that wasn't it. The application was held up for weeks and weeks. They said it only takes 10 days in their policy to turn it around. It was weeks. They came back and said, well, we can't do it because the application referred to this flag as a Christian flag. Mm-hmm. There's no words on the flag. It's white with a blue square in the corner, and it has a red cross there. And that's it. The Bunker Hill flag is blue with a white square and has a red cross or a cross in that square. It looks like it's identical. The difference is that flag wasn't called Christian flag, it's called the Bunker Hill flag. But it's a reverse color scheme of the Christian flag. And the commissioner, Rooney, testified that they had 284 flag-raising events with no record of denial over a period of 12 years. All of these were by private groups and people. Some of those were LGBT, transgender. Some of those were honoring or they wanted to acknowledge the various communities. Turkey, so that's why they had the Turkish flag. Cuba, for Cubans. They even used the Communist China flag, and they allowed that for some of the Asian or Chinese citizens in Boston and Massachusetts.
Are they endorsing Islam? Are they endorsing Communist China when
well,
they allowed those
the flags thing.
To fly?
At first they said, well, the word Christian on the application, that would be an endorsement of religion if we allowed it. Not on the flag, but on the application. Now, who's going to go look at the application?
Right. So, but are you endorsing Islam if you're allowing the other flag to
fly? So then they took the position that that would be endorsement, but they have a hard time saying that all the other flags are endorsement. They said, well, this is actually government speech, and it's really not open for everybody, which is nonsense, because it's open for everybody. That's what the application says. That's what the history has done. And in fact, if it were government speech, going to your point, then the city officials would be in jail because there's a law in Massachusetts that say that these cities in Massachusetts cannot raise the flag of a foreign nation on their property. So if they were to actually raise Turkey's flag or Cuba's or Communist China or Portugal or Brazil, whatever it is, then that is a criminal offense in Massachusetts.
Wow. So this case will really resolve the issue of government speech versus private speech.
Right. And so what the First Circuit Court of Appeals did, they got hung up on the fact that this is a flagpole. Look, flagpoles are not typically places of private speech and public property, but nothing is typically a place unless the government intentionally opens it.
And they did.
And that's what they did.
It was a public forum.
They did. They called it a public forum. they opened it up to all applicants. And so really what they did then eventually is they said, no Christian viewpoints are allowed. That's unconstitutional. So this case will have a huge impact on not only not allowing Christian viewpoints to be censored, to stopping the Christian viewpoint censorship, but prohibiting the government from, after the fact, inventing reasons why they're censoring Christian viewpoints. Continue to keep this case in your prayer. It's Hal Shurtleff and Camp Constitution versus the City of Boston. For more information, go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.